Bella Fishbane's story starts where countless others have for young people who live in the Bay Area, or who used to live in the Bay Area. Bella married her husband Spencer 7 years ago. They're the adventure-seeking type, so it was only a few years before they ventured out west and ended up in Redwood City, California. It's about 27 miles out of San Francisco.
We were really excited to be there and wanted to stay there.
But their excitement didn't last when they tallied up the rental costs at the end of the year. Bella and Spencer's tiny one-bedroom cottage cost them about $2,300 a month.
It felt like we had just kind of flushed our money down the toilet.
So Bella and Spencer decided to make a change, a big one. They moved out and left it all behind, their furniture, the friends they'd made, the life they'd spent a year building together.
Our plan was to just get Airbnbs and camp, but we found out that I was pregnant.
Bella says that was when the idea of living in a tiny home popped into her mind. So they bought a tiny home from a builder in Tennessee and had it shipped to the mountains of Boulder Creek, California. The plot of land overlooks the Santa Cruz Mountains, and it's surrounded by nature.
So even though our home might be much smaller than most people's homes, we actually have access to a lot more space, I think, than most people have.
Now, Bella Spencer and their daughter Escher are traveling the world. When they're away from the tiny home, as they are now, they rent it out to other modern nomads through the online service Airbnb. For $265, a night at the Escher, which they named for their daughter, can be yours.
All right, I'm climbing up the ladder here. I'm going to visit this loft sleeping area. Well, here it is. Nice.
Cozy as it is, Bella doesn't think one space like this is enough. She has dreams to start tiny home communities in New York City and Los Angeles and, of course, San Francisco. But Amnon Salim, who owns the land where Bella and Spencer's home sits, says it might not be so easy.
I think the counties don't know what to do with those kind of homes because the rules and regulations around it, I don't think, really exist yet.
So even if tiny homes aren't the answer to the Bay Area's housing shortage just yet, downsizing may still be the way to go. In Boulder Creek, I'm J.C. Bold, reporting for the Hearst Foundation.